You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Good to have you in church today here at Breakout Radio Church. And we are broadcasting all across America and around the world, welcoming all of our BRC church members to church here on this final Sunday morning of 2018. And we just want to welcome you to church today. And we are broadcasting from our ministry center in Austin, Texas. It is a rainy day in Austin, and there's thunderstorms. We've been hearing there's been thunder and lightning outside of our studios, but we believe that all is well inside here. Remember, the Breakout Radio Church is a global missions church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And of course, we are a house of prayer for all nations. And so it's going to be a great day here at BRC as we conclude another year at Breakout Radio Church. We're now in our third year as a church, and we're going to have some praise and worship today. I have a special sermon to preach, but first, Gene and I are going to pray for you and welcome you to Breakout Radio Church here on this Sunday morning. So, Gene, it's great to have everybody attending today.
Yes, it is. Welcome, Breakout family. We're so thankful for all of you today and so thankful that you could join us on this final Sunday in 2018 and thunderstorms in December in Austin.
Yeah, it's kind of unusual, isn't it, Gene?
Yes,
we'd have thunderstorms here. But we believe it's raining on the outside, and the Holy Ghost is going to rain on the inside. We're believing for a wonderful church service today. Thanks. We appreciate those of you who are joining us here at the early service, the 8 a.m. Central Time service. I don't know where you may be in the world. And then, of course, we'll have another service at 10 a.m. this morning. And then, of course, every morning throughout the week, 8 a.m. and 10 and 8 p.m., we have church every day of the week, but this is our live service here, broadcasting live from our studios here on this Sunday morning. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yes, it is.
We're very grateful for 2018. It's just, this is it. It's almost gone.
I know. It's been a great year. I was just thanking the Lord this morning for this season. We had all of our immediate family here with us for Christmas, and had a wonderful time with family, and I know you did also with family and friends, and so just thankful for all the blessings of God in 2018.
Yeah, we're very, very thankful. We're thankful for our family, and we're also thankful for our extended family.
Yes.
Thankful for Breakout Radio Church members. We're thankful for our Breakout Ministries team, those that work at bpnradio.com, and especially those who work on Sundays to help us, Aliona Pertuka there in Moldova, and also Michael Seanborn there in England.
Yes, and they are a blessing.
A blessing, working on Sundays, helping us here minister. Well, we're going to pray right now, and we're going to pray for the service today here at Breakout Radio Church. And we're gonna pray today for Pastor Eugene Bullard. He's been bedridden over 100 days now, and he's a pastor, not able to pastor his church there in Texas because his disc has been infected in his back. We need to pray for him. The Dave Rogers family, you know, they suffered the loss of their wife and mother just a few weeks ago, Pastor Dave Rogers, and they had a trauma on Christmas Day in their home. And we need to pray for the Dave Rogers family. We need to pray for Mark and Rosemary McWilliams, who are members of Breakout Radio Church. Mark hit a deer this past week, totaled the car, did not injure him, for which we're grateful, totaled the car, and they only had liability insurance, so they don't have that car to drive. We need to pray for them. We need to continue to pray for Dr. Carolyn DeLeon's mom, Deborah, who needs healing, and other people that are members of our church. We need to pray for all the pastors that are members of our church who are preaching today, and our missionaries, and we just have a lot to be thankful for, but we need to pray for some special needs today. So, Father, Gene and I set ourselves in agreement for the service today. Yes. That you are going to anoint today, this service, anoint our praise and worship. I pray that you would anoint the ministry of the Word, and I pray, Lord, for healing for those that are members of our church that need healing.
Yes.
Carolyn DeLeon's mom, Deborah, needs healing. We pray, Lord, for Mark and Rosemary McWilliams, for another car for them. We
yes.
pray for healing for Pastor Eugene Bullard, a miracle for him. And there's other needs that are represented. We pray for every need that is represented here at Breakout Radio Church
yes.
on this Sunday morning. Lord, just give us ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to receive. Gene and I set ourselves in agreement with all those that are attending Breakout Radio Church today. You may be working, you may be traveling, you may be confined to a certain facility. Maybe you don't have a church or a pastor. I don't know what your situation is, but we pray for you and pray that you will be blessed today here at Breakout Radio Church. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. We agree. And thank you, Gene. I'm going to preach today on His name, Your name. And I've been working on this sermon. The Holy Spirit has revealed to me. And so it's going to be about the name. So we're just going to start out exalting His name and talking about the name of the Lord, the name of our Father God, Jehovah, and His Son, Jesus. And so let's praise and worship Him today.
are the truth. You are the way. You are the light that brings the new day. We know the rocks won't cry out in our place, 'cause together we stand and together proclaim. Great is your name, O Lord, in all the earth. Great is your name in glory and in worth. Great is your name, O Lord, in all the earth. Great is your name in glory and in worth. You are the King, the glorious one. You are the rock that we build upon. You're the first and the last, Father, Spirit, and Son. Your praises arise, and your praises go on. Great is your name, O Lord, in all the earth. Great is your name.
Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you and honor you today. That name which is above every name. We love you today, Lord. We bless your holy name. We lift up that name. Hallelujah, your name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We love you today. We worship you today. We honor you today and magnify your glorious name. Hallelujah. Lord, we come with thanksgiving in our heart, so grateful. So thankful for another Sunday here at Breakout Radio Church. Hallelujah. Oh, we're grateful today. We love you today. We honor you today. We worship you, Jesus. We know that God has highly exalted you and given you a name which is above every name. And we honor your name today. We honor your name today. We love you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. We honor you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this final Sunday of 2018. You're a good God. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah. We've made it through another year by your grace and by your mercy. And we're very, very thankful today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you this morning. Well, I want to thank Brian and Kristen Mean, Darren Shaw, and Eric Triplett for leading us, our friends, leading us in praise and worship today. Well, I'm going to preach a little while, and then we're going to pray a while. If you'll turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, I want to begin reading with verse number 24. Matthew 21, starting with verse 18. Here's what it says. The birth of Jesus was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary, your wife, for what that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took his wife, and did not know her until she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. God named Jesus, his son, but Joseph also went along with it. He said, I'm going to call his name Jesus also. You know, a name is a word or set of words, according to the dictionary, set by which a person, animal, place, or thing is known, addressed, or referred to. The name is very, very important. The name of a country, the name of a nation, the name of a city, the name of a street, but most of all, the name of a person or the name of a family. So the name's what I want to talk about today, his name and your name. You know, God gave his son a name. Why did he call his name Jesus? Because Jesus has meaning. A name should have meaning. Jehovah God named his son, and he called his name Jesus. You know, the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 9, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There's some other translations throughout the Bible that talk about the name of Jesus. One translation says a child has been or will be. The prophet views the future as though it already happened, born to us. God has given a son, and his name will be Wonderful Counselor, Extraordinary Advisor, Powerful, Mighty, Eternal, Prince of Peace. Another translation says, his name means that he will be responsible for leading his people. He'll be a father who lives forever. Another translation says the people who walked in darkness have a great light. And for those who lived in a land of deep shadows, sunburst of light because of the name. For a child has been born, the gift of a father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow. There'll be no limits to the wholesome he brings. He'll rule from his historic David throne over that promised kingdom. and with fair dealings and right livings, beginning now, lasting always, the zeal of God, the angel of the armies, will do all of this. His name will be Sar Shalom, which is peace. His dominion will be vast and forever peaceful. A child will be born, a prince of peace who will live forever. Upon his shoulders will be a responsibility. His name will be called Extraordinary. His name will be called Strategist. His name will be Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And so God the Father named his son Jesus, his only begotten son, because his son has meaning and all of the different meanings. And God the Father, you know, he realized the importance of a name, because his name is Jehovah. And Jehovah means Abba, Elion, Eliom, Adonai, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Yadid. And so there is meanings to not only God's son, but also God. And of course, God, because he knew the value of the meaning of a name, then he named his son Jesus, but it also means Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, so forth and so on. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 22:1, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Other translation says a good name earned by honorable behavior, godly wisdom, moral courage, personal integrity is more desirable than great riches, and favor is better than silver and gold. Another translation says a good name is to be chosen over great wealth. Favor is better than silver and gold. Another translation says a good reputation is better than much wealth. High esteem is better than silver and gold. Another translation says, rather than wealth, choose a good reputation. Esteem it over silver and gold. It is better to be respected than to be rich. Being respected with a good name is more important than having great riches. If you have to choose between a good reputation and great wealth, choose a good reputation. Being respected is more important than having great riches. To be well thought of is better than owning silver or gold. A sterling reputation is better than striking it rich. A gracious spirit is better than money in the bank. We're talking about the name. Choose the name. And, you know, His name is called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. And so God gave Jesus a name, and a name has meaning. And there's something about his name, and there's something about your name. Your name has meaning, and I want to talk to you about your name. And everybody needs to find out, if possible, what your name means. My name is Dale Wayne Gentry. Dale means up from the valley. Wayne means wagon puller, and Gentry means royalty. And so I want to live up to my name, because my name is a good name. It means I help people. I pull people out of the valley, out of despair, into a place of significance, into a place of royalty. And I have done that thousands and thousands of times over thousands and thousands of people over the past 51 years. I have prophesied good things to people. I have never, ever, out of all of the multiple thousands of prophetic words I've given or prayers I've given, I have never received a bad word from about anybody from our Father, who always desires to give us a good name, and a name that we can live up to. And so people everywhere seemingly despair of their name. Some people hate their name. Have you ever heard anybody say, my name is so-and-so and I hate my name? What they're saying is, I really hate myself. I wish I did not have that name. But the name is very, very important, particularly your surname, your family name. The Gentry name, I tell my kids and my grandkids, you are a Gentry. You are very important. You are well loved. You're well behaved. You're well respected in your neighborhood, in your on your job, in your school, in your church, in your city. The family name is a good name. And some people, they don't like their first name or their middle name, and they try to go around changing the name. But more importantly than just changing the name that you don't like is whatever that name represents. And so your name identifies you because that is very, very important. And so the Bible said a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And as we come to the end of the year, we need to declare, as I go into go into the new year, 2019, I am going to carry not only my name, my biological name, but I'm going to carry a new meaning of my name. Because some of you have not put a value on your name. And it's important not only what others think about you, what people in your community think about you, what people in your neighborhood think about you, what people in your city or your church think about you. That's very, very important. But even more important is what you think about yourself, how you name yourself, what you call your name, yourself, and how you identify yourself. So when you talk about when you have mentioned yourself in 2018, how have you identified yourself? Have you identified yourself as a good worker or a bad worker? Have you identified yourself as faithful or unfaithful? Have you identified yourself as a Jesus lover? Have you identified yourself as one that loves yourself? Have you looked into the mirror lately and said, Jesus loves me and I love you? And point to yourself in the mirror and say, Jesus loves you and I love you. Have you identified yourself as one that hates life, or do you love life? Are you one that identifies yourself as hating your job or loving your job? Have you identified yourself as one that loves your family, or you're discontent with your family? Are you one that says, I am a person that loves my wife, or I love my husband, and I am so considerate of my husband, my wife? What names are you giving yourself? Are you saying, I am a good person, or I'm a bad person? I'm a good worker, I'm not a good worker. I live in a good neighborhood. I live in a bad neighborhood. And so we actually identify who we are by the words that we speak. And we need to put a value on our name, regardless of whether you love your first name or your middle name or your last name. Jean has a sister that does not have a middle name. She said, I wish I had a middle name. But she has a first name and a last name. And so she puts value on that. We must put value on the name. And so God, Jehovah God, he put value on his name, declaring who he was and gave himself an identity. He wanted to do the same with his son Jesus. And so his name had great meaning. His name had great value. And you say, well, I don't even know. You know what your name is, Dale Gentry, Pastor Dale. But I don't even know what my name is. You may want to take time to look up your name, but why don't you just give yourself your name a new meaning and just say, I am blessed. I am a peacemaker. I am one that serves God. I am one, my name means that I love God, that I love my family, that I value my job, that I value my talents, that I value my giftings, that I value my abilities, that I value my home, that I value my neighborhood, that I value my health, that I value my finances, and we just could go down the line and just say, my name is, and my name means blessed. My name means trustworthy. My name means peacemaker. My name means self-confidence. My name means champion. My name means blessed. My name means considerate. My name means kindness. My name means serving. You understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that have cursed their name and devalued themselves over the years, including 2018, because they have not given their name significance. I am Dale Wayne Gentry. I'm a peacemaker. I am a pastor. I am a prophetic voice. I am kind. I am considerate. I am trustworthy. I am blessed. I am a giver. You understand what I'm saying? And so God wants to give you, has given you a name. And the Bible said that God has highly exalted Jesus and given him a name which is above every name, the name of Jesus. And you must understand today on this final Sunday of 2018 that your name is not stupid. Your name is not disrespectful. Your name is not immoral. Your name is not hateful. Your name is not inconsiderate. Your name is not unkind. Your name is not cursed. So today is a good day on the final Sunday of 2018 is to value your name. And you say, well, I'm not sure about what my name means. Well, you can write it down today what your name means. So write down your name, and then under that name, under your name, begin to declare what your name means. Does it mean kindness? Does it mean consideration? Does it mean a family lover? Does it mean a God lover? Does it mean an encourager? Put down what your name means. And so the Bible said that the name of Jesus is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And so it began to list what his name really meant. And so what you do today, write your name down, and then put under it what your name means. And I want to give myself some additional names this year. I want to give myself some additional names. What does Dale Wayne Gentry mean? And I know that it means pulling people up from the valley. It means royalty. But I'm also going to list some other things that Dale Wayne Gentry means. And you, I encourage you attending Breakout Radio Church today, I encourage you to do your do the same. And when you try to identify yourself in the coming year as give yourself other names, you need to rebuke yourself, or somebody in your family needs to rebuke you, and you need to go look and say, I am taking that name. My name does not mean that. My name does not mean that I'm hateful. My name does not mean that I'm unkind. My name does not mean that I'm a God robber. My name does not mean that I am untrustworthy. My name means, and then begin to list and go over. That would be a good assignment every day this year, church. Go over what your name really means. And so I want you to do a couple of things, give you a couple of assignments. Write your name down, and then under that name, I want you to write down the meanings of your name. And then you can write your children's names down. And you can say to your son or your daughter, here's what your name really means. It may not be the official name, but here's what your name means. And so I have found that most everybody has their name in the Bible. My wife's name, first name, there's Chloe. And the Bible talks about the house of Chloe in the Bible. And so your name has great meaning. And while you are writing, write what you're writing, the meanings of your name, Why don't you take time at the end of this year, either today or tomorrow, before Tuesday, why don't you write God a letter? While you're writing the meanings of your name, why don't you write God a letter? I'm just encouraging you to do that. The Holy Spirit just put in my heart, why don't you write God a letter? And so I started my letter today, December the 30th, 2018, and I said, Dear God, dear Jehovah God, as I come to the end of another year, I want to express my love and appreciation to you, my wonderful Father, one who loves me regardless. You've been so kind and so good to me this year and my family this year. You have blessed Gene and I, our kids and our grandkids abundantly this year. You've given us daily bread and monthly fruit. You've kept our family safe. You protected us and have been with us. Gene and I have not been in serious pain this year in the hospital or prison this year. We have been blessed with two wonderful granddaughters who have given us two new grandsons this year, Taylor and Megan, who were married this year. You have blessed us with a wonderful church, being able to lead Breakout Radio Church. You have blessed us with this church to lead Without Walls, where people from all over America and the world can be members. And then I went on to include, you've kept our family safe and well. Thankful that my entire family knows you, Lord. Thankful that you've given us friends and relationships. Thank you because Gene and I were able to celebrate our 57th year of marriage this year and our 51st year of full-time ministry. Thank you for giving us more partners and friends for our ministry, Breakout Ministries. Thank you, Lord, that we were able to celebrate our fourth year of broadcasting around the clock and around the globe on bpnradio.com. Which Breakout Radio Church gives oversight to. For the past 4 years, we've had over 170 nations joining us. We've had over 50,000 listeners these past 4 years. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful team to work with. Thank you for 45 members of Gene's family that was able to get together for Christmas in Oklahoma this year for the very first time. Another year of knowing you, your goodness, and your mercy. Thank you for a year where this Christmas our entire family, immediate family, was able to get together and able to sit around the table and able to rejoice and able to give you honor and praise. Thankful. And so I just encourage you today to write your Father God a letter. And why don't you sign it? This is good now. Why don't you sign it today? Sign your name, and then under your name, put the meanings of your name. And that's what I'm going to do. Dale Wayne Gentry, and then I'm going to put the meanings of my name. And I am going to, in 2019, I am going to live up to my name. I just believe that I'm going to live up to my name, and I am not going to be calling myself names that don't have the true meaning. And so I encourage you today, hallelujah, I feel the anointing today. I'm going to encourage you today to maybe give yourself a new name. And I'm not talking about just a new name. I'm talking about giving yourself a new meaning of your name. Hallelujah. 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 And so many today have just given you a meaning, and you have said this past year, my name means sadness. My name means sorrow. My name means grief. My name means woe. My name means cursing. My name means disaster. My name means sickness. Why don't you declare today, I'm going to give myself a new name. And His name, the name of Jesus, which we honor today. We honor not only the name of Jesus, but the meaning of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I pray the Holy Spirit right now, we'll just speak to you and wherever you're at, if you possibly can, on your computer, on your smartphone, on a piece of paper, a pad, write your name down, and then under it begin to write the meanings of your name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What does your name mean? Write it down. The meaning of your name. When people says, what does your name mean? Then you can write those names down. Jehovah, God did. His name means Abba, Elyon, Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai, Yeshua, Jireh, Shalom, Sitkanu, Shama, Rapha, Nisi, Yedid. That's what God's name means. Jesus' name means Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And what about your name? What does your name mean? It may be a biological name, but it may be a spiritual name. And several years ago, I added to my name. My name is Dale Wayne Generous Gentry, because I'm a generous man, and my name means generous. When I want to know the meaning of Dale Gentry, I put under it generous. Generous Gentry. Considerate. And then I can go from there. And there may be some meanings of my name that I need to remove off of that list that don't belong there. So I pray for you today in Jesus' name. And as we come to the last Sunday of this year, I want to encourage you to lighten your ship for 2019. Some of you have a lot of baggage that you're trying to carry into 2019. And on this last Sunday of 2018, I'm encouraging you to lighten your load, lighten your ship. You know, the Bible talks about the Apostle Paul when he was on the ship to Rome and encountered a great storm. And the Bible said that there came a time, in order to save the ship and to be able to go into the next location, be able to move into the next year, they had to throw a lot of stuff overboard. And that's what some of you need to do today. You've got a lot of baggage that you brought maybe into 2018. Maybe you brought it all the way back from 2013 or 2011, or maybe from 1998. I don't know. But some of you have been transporting baggage from one place to another place, from one year to another year. And I want to encourage you today here at Breakout Radio Church on the last Sunday of 2018. I want to encourage you to throw some stuff overboard that you've been carrying, some bitterness, some unforgiveness, some anger, some stress, some disappointments, some grief, some sorrow. And I know that there's a time to grieve. We've had close friends that are grieving this Christmas season over the loss of a husband, a father, a brother, a son. I'm talking about the Gary Pack family we've been praying for. And they're in a time of grief, and there is a time to grieve. There's a time to grieve. It's very biblical, very godly. But there comes a time when you dry your tears and you don't carry that grief from one year to the next year to the next year to the next year. And there's some of you that during this Christmas season, during this holiday season, that you have been unable. You've been unable to enjoy it because of a grief of somebody. There may be family members that are all around you that need your love and consideration, but because that one person is there, you cannot be happy, you cannot be content, because you've carried that grief from one year to another year to another year to another year. I miss my mother, I miss my father. My sister went to heaven this year. I miss my only sibling. But I was happy this year because I had my wife with me, my kids, my grandkids, and I was so blessed. And so there's a lot of people that they cannot see the forest for the trees. and they cannot be happy and considerate and fulfilled because they have carried some baggage from one season into another season, from one year to another year. And there's those of you that have experienced this year, you've experienced a lot of grief, a lot of heartache, a lot of sorrow, a lot of disappointment. And I know some of you church members have gone through a lot of difficulties. And I prayed, Gene and I prayed for you, and our National Prayer Coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, she's requested prayer for you. We prayed for you. And some of you have gone through a lot of difficult times. And I'm not discounting that. But I'm encouraging every one of you to leave as much baggage as you can behind as you go into 2019. So I'm not carrying that disappointment. I'm not carrying that heartache. I'm not carrying that bitterness. I'm not carrying that sorrow. I'm not carrying those difficulties. I'm not carrying that pity. And whatever it may be, I'm not taking it into 2019. I'm not taking that extra baggage. I'm throwing it overboard. We can make choices in life. And you may say, I'm going to make some choices right now. And there are some things I am not going to take. I'm going to throw it overboard. And I will not carry it into 2019. You may write some of those things down. I'm not carrying this into 2019. I'm not carrying this. You might write it on a piece of paper and throw it over into the trash and say, I'm not carrying it. I'm not going to be heavy. I'm not going to be anxious. I'm not going to be fearful. I'm not going to be stressed out. I'm not going to carry my disappointments. I'm not going to carry my all these competitions. These things that are extra baggage in your life, overload in Jesus' name. But then, on the other hand, I want you to take some things off of that ship into 2019. I want you to carry some things from 2018 to 2019. I want you to carry those dreams. I want you to carry those visions. I want you to carry those promises. I want you to carry those prophecies, those prophetic words. I want you to carry that hope. I want you to carry that joy. I want you to carry those things that you know that God is doing in your life. Those dreams, those visions. I want you to carry them from 2018 to 2019. Some of you thought at the beginning of 2018, I am sure that this is going to happen to me in 2018. I'm going to have a wife. I'm going to have a husband. I'm going to have a child. I'm going to get married. I'm going to get out of debt. I'm going to own my own home. I'm going to be able to buy my own vehicle. There's some things that you thought were going to happen, that you believed were going to happen, and did not happen in 2018. But I want you to carry those wonderful dreams and visions and all of those prophecies and promises. I want you to carry them into 2019. And declare, I believe that 2019 is going to be the year. So today or tomorrow, you're writing some things down and you're throwing them overboard. You're throwing them into the trash. But then you're writing some things down that you've been believing for in 2018 that are good things, and you're going to carry them into 2019 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Can you receive this word today? Can you receive this word today? Can you do something with this word? You know, the Bible says in the book of James, you know, a person, some people just look at themselves in a mirror and see themselves, and then they walk away and forget what they've seen or what they've heard. Don't forget what you've seen and heard today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Receive it today. Receive it and do something with it. Faith is an action word. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you don't know the Lord today, what a better time on this last Sunday of 2019. What a better time than now to accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord. If you don't know the Lord, maybe you're far away from God, maybe you're not sure of your salvation, God sent His Son, gave Him a name, hallelujah, and he sent Him to be a sacrifice for our sins, to die on the cross that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God. I believe You died on the cross for my sins. I believe You arose on the third day. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept You as my Lord and my Savior. With Your strength and help, I'm going to live for You and serve You all the days of my life. Thank You, Jesus, for writing my name down in Your book. Thank You for eternal life. Thank You for life and eternal life by knowing You as my personal Savior. And if you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and click on Breakout Radio Church. Breakout Radio Church, there's a membership link. And if you just fill that out and submit it, then you'll become a member of Breakout Radio Church. I have prayed for every member of our church this morning. Today, I do that almost every Sunday and other times, but today I prayed for every member of Breakout Radio Church. And you too can become a member by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and clicking on Breakout Radio Church, filling out the membership list. Gene and I want to give you an opportunity to give today. And Breakout Radio Church is supported by the tithes and contributions of our church members. And we want to thank those of you that that sent us a Christmas offering. We're grateful for that.
Yes, we're very thankful and grateful for those that sowed into Breakout Ministries in December. And we were able to bless our team and missionaries that we support on a monthly basis. So we're so grateful and thankful for those that sowed into our lives and ministry this month.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you so very, very much. We're grateful. We were able to bless our team members. We were able to bless our missionaries. And we're very grateful. I want to give you an opportunity right now to give. Remember, this is the last opportunity you have to give in 2018. And remember that Breakout Ministries, Breakout Radio Church is tax deductible, and if you would like to, give some extra, even because of tax purposes, you can do that right now. And just want to pray for you. Remember, if you're giving today, you can use your PayPal or credit card or debit card. All you do is go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com, and click on the donate button. And you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, and remember again that your gifts are tax deductible. And, you know, Gene and I have been blessed. We've been married for 57 years, and one of the first things we did when we got married as teenagers was we started paying our tithes. And all of these years, we have... We've been paying our tithes.
Yes, we have. And, you know, we have to trust God every month for our finances. But as we're faithful, God is faithful.
Yes, He is. And tithe, of course, means tenth. And so every year we give the first 10% to God, to our church, to ministry, where our church is, where our pastor is. And then, of course, we give offerings far above the 10%. And we are givers. And we have been for 57 years because we're faithful to pay our tithes and give offerings above our tithes. We've never missed a car payment or a house payment or rent payment, have we?
No, we haven't. And we love to sow into people's lives. And as we get blessed, then we bless other people.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. That's exactly right. And we are a blessing. we desire to be a blessing. But it all starts with the tithe, the first 10%. I encourage you to be faithful, to be a tither, to be faithful. And if you want to send a check, want to write a check for your tithes, you make it out to Breakout Ministries. Make your check out to Breakout Ministries, and you can send it to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Father, we bless the people that are giving of their tithes and offerings today. We ask that you bless them bountifully in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, I guess we can say Happy New Year to everybody, huh?
Yes.
And I'll have a special New Year's Day sermon that I'll preach next Sunday. I'll be talking about the coming year. So let's go out of this year with expressed appreciation, writing a letter to God, writing the meanings of your name down, and let's get ready for 2019. Take your dreams, your visions, your promises, and your prophecies, and we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful new year. So we can say, God bless you. Thank you for your faithfulness. 2018 has been a wonderful year. 2019 is going to be even better. I love you, Gene. Thank you for working with me. And Happy New Year to all of our church members.
Yes, we're so thankful for you.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Yes. And at Breakout Radio Church, we have preaching all day long. And if you'll stay tuned throughout the day, you'll be blessed. Have a wonderful day.